Welcome to Brand by Design with your host, certified BG5 business consultant, myself, Ashley Brana Eve. The goal of this podcast is to help you create a clear, consistent, creative, personal brand to help you stand out and get paid for what you are best at. If you are ready to leverage your unique expertise and build a highly profitable, personally fulfilling business, this is the place. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Now, first thing I want to say is that I have seemed to have lost the cord for my microphone. I am doing a great job the last week and probably a half in losing cords and chargers for things. So we are recording this podcast without a proper microphone, just using my MacBook Pro mic. And I want to use this as an opportunity as well, instead of saying, oh no, I can't record this podcast episode, to give you permission to start even before you have the fancy equipment. It can be very tempting to wait until you have the perfect microphone, the perfect setup, et cetera, when really at the end of the day, I mean, I started this podcast and did most of the beginning year of this podcast without a microphone, just with my computer, no idea what I was doing, but I just hit record and I spoke to my people. So I hope this is just that permission slip that you may need, that you can start right now. You do not have to wait. Number two, I want to let you know that this is being released Monday, March 11th in the morning, early afternoon. And we have the BG5 Business Bundle membership that is closing its doors today. Now, it will reopen the next time I go to launch a You Are the Brand workshop series, because the series will only be available moving forward within the BG5 Business Bundle membership. So you can expect the doors to open again probably early summer. I haven't finalized the exact launch date, but if you know that this is the place for you, time to get off the fence and jump on in. It is $55 per month, minimum 3-month commitment, and you get over $5,000 worth of products. Not only do you get over $5,000 worth of products, I am always looking at ways to innovate the space for you. And the way I came up with innovating this space was to offer the opportunity for you guys, the members, to be featured as experts. One of the things I've noticed in my communities is people love buying from each other. There have been some of the most incredible connections made in my offers and in the communities and within my courses. So to help position you as the expert, starting in, I'm probably going to have the forms ready in the next 10 days or so, you can sign up for an expert guest training. You speak to the community. I'm going to save your recording. It's going to go in the portal as well, so that the whole life of this membership, anyone that joins, and we're already up to, I think it's over 76 people now. I'll have to double check those numbers, but around there, all those people are going to see you as an expert with your social media links, your links to your funnels, and be able to purchase from you. So done right, you're going to be able to make back your investment plus, plus, plus by just being a guest expert in the space. And also, I am going to be building out the Elite Human Design Strategy portal for you in 2024. And the training that's going up first is Basic Bitch Email Funnels That Sell, to help you leverage a really simple setup in one day email funnel to make money in your sleep, because that's what I want you doing, making money in your sleep. All right, so what are we talking about today, my friends? This topic is going to be a little bit less BG5, a little bit more practical advice woven into stories of that 6-line wisdom, being up on the roof from my trial and error experience, to provide you with some wisdom on building out your product suite. Because if you're anything like me and the people I serve, you give so many shits on the success of the people you work with. And not only do you give so many shits for people being successful, but you also want people to see their potentiality. You so desperately want people to see what is available to them if they just shift their perspective. And one of the things I found for myself and for my clients, because you are the niche, so we tend to attract people that are just like us, is that from that place of, I really desperately want to see people succeed, and I want people to see that they can do what I did, that it is available for them too, we tend to get into the tugboat role. Now, what's a tugboat? A tugboat, quite literally, is a boat that goes out into the harbor to save boats that are not able to get themselves to shore. So the tugboat goes out, connects to the ship, and pulls it in to shore through its own strength, disconnects from it, leaves it at shore, and then goes right back out and gets another boat. And where I see this show up in the personal development, healing, and coaching spaces is people positioning their brand and speaking to the individuals that are out drowning in harbor. They're out drowning, maybe in the ocean. And so they position their marketing, they position their copy, they position their brand as, I'm going to come out, attach to you, and drag you back. Now, I want to use my days as a personal trainer working for big box gyms to give what I believe to be a very vivid example of a client that needs a tugboat rather than a lighthouse. And we're going to discuss what the lighthouse is in a minute. When I was working for big box gyms, you'd have to sit down with prospective clients and go over this big form with them. And let me tell you, I knew right away if someone was going to be successful or not. How did I know? Every single time someone needed a tugboat to come out and save them, they had some variation of this statement. And the statement was, I just need you to follow me around and knock donuts out of my hand. And that to me is someone that needs a tugboat. They, through their own strength, through their own personal power, through their own growth mindset, are not able to make decisions that are in support of their goals, are not able to lead themselves to achieve what they desire to achieve. And let me tell you, no matter how great your personal training program is, no matter how great your nutrition program is, that person will not get results until they start leading themselves, because you can't and should not have to follow someone around, reminding them every 5 minutes as grown-ass adults that they have certain goals that they want to achieve and certain actions have to be in place to achieve those goals. So you can likely see where this is coming into play in the self-development, coaching, healing spaces. You can do everything. You can be the tugboat. You can go out and hook yourself to someone and have all live calls, the Facebook community, all the support in the world, the best bomb-ass program to get people results. And you can tug and you can drag and you can force them to shore, but you can't force them to ever take action from there. You can't force them to actually apply it. So not only are you drained and exhausted, because instead of working with qualified clients that are self-led enough to understand they need to take certain actions to achieve certain goals, you've dragged this person ashore, you've drained all your own energy, and it still was not enough, and they do not get the results. And let me tell you guys, it is a quick way to destroy your brand, your energy, and your mental health, trying to drag people to shore rather than speaking to the people that are able and willing to lead themselves. And the people that are drowning out in shore or out in the ocean, they'll have two options. Either they'll continue doing what they're doing, or they will realize they have to do something different and they'll start to lead themselves. But it is not your job to drag people to shore. It is your job to create the containers for growth. It is your job to create content that supports people in getting their results and the intended results based on the promise your program has. Yet, no matter what, you will kill yourself trying. You cannot force someone to get results. Now, I want to look at the lighthouse, and we are going to circle back into a pathway of how you can support clients while also protecting your energy in 2024 and beyond. So, when we're looking at the lighthouse, their job or the lighthouse's job is essentially the same, right? If you think of the lighthouse, its job is to stay where it is, shine its light, and provide the guidance for boats to make it to shore. That's it. It's the same job. Either way, boats are getting to shore. Either way, there is a guidance provided. But in the tugboat, not only is the tugboat going to need more repairs, not only is the tugboat going to get worn down faster because it's going out and all that work, the work on its motor, but they do the same fucking job. So wouldn't you rather be a lighthouse where your job is to stay rooted, stay grounded in one spot, shining your light, rather than trying to drag people to shore? When you're the lighthouse, the ships, the people can choose to head in that direction or not. They can choose, based on their own personal power, to take the action required and move towards shore. But you don't change based on the fuckery that's going on with the ships. The lighthouse doesn't turn into, morph into, Transformer style, a tugboat when it sees someone drowning. The lighthouse does not all of a sudden turn into Bumblebee and go out into the middle of the ocean and save the boats. It lets the tugboats do the job. It also trusts the tugboats to go out and get the drowning ships. This is also not shading anyone that desires to be the tugboat. I don't desire to work with people that need a tugboat. I am, quite honestly, to be frank, burned out from that in 2023. And I know my qualified clients are not looking to be the tugboat in their brand. And likely, if you're anything like myself and my clients, that is something that you've done and you can't go back to. You need a product pathway and a brand that works for you and does the heavy lifting for you, not the other way around. And one of the ways I actually screen my one-on-one personal clients is I ask them questions which allow me to see, very similar to when I was a personal trainer, what they need and where their mindset is. So if you've ever applied for one-on-one coaching or even done my questionnaires for one-off calls or masterminds, this is going to sound very familiar. I ask, what do you want? What led you to this offer? What does it look like when you have that? And this is the most important piece. Now, I also want you to get clear in your own brand. Actually, two things I want you to get clear on. One, are you being the tugboat or the lighthouse? And number two, what would your qualified clients for your offers answer to this next question I'm going to say? And you're going to recognize this question if you've ever been on a call with me. Why do you not have that already? So the question before was, what do you want? What led you here? What does it look like when you have that? And why do you not have that already? And I'm going to tell you exactly why I ask that question and in that order. So people are telling me what they want. They're telling me why they were coming to this offer or drawn to this offer. They're telling me what it looks like when they have that. And then their answer here gives me the key I need to know where they're at and what they're looking for. How a lot of people will answer that question is blaming coaches, blaming the economy, blaming programs they took or offers they took, putting the blame external. And here's the thing. It's not to say that there's not shit that happens in life, and I understand that. It's not to say that there's not shady shit that happens in life or we don't hit hard times. And there's a very different perspective of the growth mindset versus the victim mindset of how we see and approach these tough times. Because I truly believe that your mess is your message. It's something that even BG5 reiterates over and over again. Therefore, even the quote unquote setbacks are actually catapulting you into everything you desire when you're willing to see it from a place of wisdom. So we have the one group that's going to answer that of blaming coaches, blaming the president, blaming the economy, blaming everything else rather than taking personal responsibility. So if someone comes to me and wants to be in a mastermind with me or even truly any of my offers at this point, because I am not moving forward with being the tugboat in any space, if someone's coming in with the mindset of everything else was wrong, the teaching styles were wrong, the courses were wrong, the coaches were wrong, X, Y, and Z, the program didn't offer enough support, all of this shit, right? Like it's all external. I don't want someone in my offers. And especially if it's someone approaching me for one-on-one or mastermind, my response to that is, cool, I can't help you. This is not the right time for us to work together. Now, the opposite is when someone expresses responsibility. And this might look like, as I would often put, you're used to hearing this if you're in my world, look, I shit the bed. The truth is I shit the bed. I wasn't applying it. I wasn't prioritizing it. And now I'm ready. Perfect. I can work with that. Or they might say, I've had all these limiting beliefs and I know I've been operating through the not self and I'm ready to shift this. Perfect. I can work with that as well, as long as they are ready to shift it now. So often I follow that up with, okay, how much longer are you willing to live like that? How much longer are you willing to allow your limiting beliefs to dictate your future? How much longer are you allowing your past to determine your future? And if it's a one-on-one offer, definitely based on that answer is whether we move forward or not, right? So if the answer is like, ah, you know, it's just, it's really hard and I get overwhelmed and like, you know, like I want to, but it's just really hard. Then I say, cool, I can't help you. If it's someone that says, no, I'm ready. You know, I'm human, I'm going to mess up, but I'm ready. I'm tired of shitting the bed and I'm ready to build a brand by design. Cool, that's awesome. I can help you. Let's get started. And I'm presenting this for you in creating your 2024 pathway as well, because when you start to think like this, you're going to start to think, what would my ideal client say? What would someone qualified say? What would someone that is looking for the lighthouse, not a tugboat, say? And it starts to put you into the mindset of who you actually want to speak to. Because I'm telling you, for people like us, people that are heart-led, people that really give a shit, it is hard to not get in the tugboat and pull people to shore. We don't want to leave people behind. I mean, can I get an amen on that? If you're anything like me, we don't want to leave people behind. And so it's damn easy for our messaging to start speaking to those that need the tugboat. So getting clear on this can also start to give you insight into the mindset of the people that need your pathway and the people that your pathway, which is your offer suite, can help the best. All right, so I'm going to repeat all of that. So if you didn't have a pen, you can jot it down. Number one, are you being the tugboat or the lighthouse? And here's the thing, if you're like, Ashley, I'm being the tugboat and I don't care, I want to be the tugboat and it's working for me and I'm flourishing and I'm happy and my business is growing and my life is, you know, in abundance and everything's rainbows and butterflies and I want to continue being the tugboat, then you go, Glen Coco, you go on with your bad self. I'm clearly not the coach for you, and this podcast and this episode is clearly not for you. That's all right. I am speaking to those that desire to be the lighthouse. So number one, are you being the tugboat or lighthouse? Number two, start to look through the lens of each of your offers. Even if you're not doing these pre-qualifying questions, I want you to start thinking of these pre-qualifying questions. And if you are doing one-on-one or masterminds, feel free to take these pre-qualifying questions into your own business to start actually qualifying people, right? When we say qualified clients, qualify people and see if they're actually meant for you. So number one is, what do you want? Ask people point blank what they want. Number two, what led you here? Number three, what does it look like when you have that? Number four, why do you not have that already? And that is your question where you're really going to notice, do they need a tugboat? Do they need a lighthouse? And are they qualified for your transformation and your offer? If someone is handcuffed behind their back, they can't run the marathon effectively no matter what. They need a key first. So if you aren't providing the key, if you're teaching them how to run the marathon, I hope we're going with the analogy here, not thinking I'm actually speaking about running a marathon, but if they need a key to the handcuffs behind their back, they need to hire someone that's going to give them the key. If you want to be the person that gives them the key, fantastic, be the key. But if you're the person that's teaching them how to run and win the marathon, you need to be speaking to the people that are actually ready to run the fucking marathon. And the final thing I would love for you to look at with your products and pathways in 2024 is, are you fighting over the shark-infested bloody scraps? And I'm going to expand on that. If you're going through these pre-qualifying questions, either in your head when you're creating your offers or quite literally in your qualifying questionnaires for one-on-one and masterminds, notice if people say things like, things aren't bad, or it would be okay to achieve blank, or it would be cool to achieve blank. Or another one, after my upcoming vacations and X, Y, and Z, and my marriage in 7 months, then I can start my business. Start to pay attention to things like that, because my coaching style, my spaces are quite literally not for the person that's dabbling. They're just not. And you need to decide, are your spaces, are your products, are your pathways for the person that's dabbling, or are they not? There are plenty of other coaches who are willing to work with average results. There are plenty of other coaches that are willing to work with people that don't care if they get results or not, or who are needing that key and quite happy to struggle with their hands handcuffed behind their back for 7 more years. You need to decide the brand you are building and who your products and pathways are for. If you're looking to work with people that just want okay or average, fantastic. Go off and do that. For me, there's enough coaches fighting it out for bloody scraps to get people into their offers that are okay with mediocre, that are okay with okay, that are okay with one day, that are okay with, you know, after the wedding, after the vacation, after everything of the next 6 months. Then I'll start taking my business seriously while at the same time saying I have no money and wishing my business would grow. There's a lot of coaches fighting over those bloody scraps and willing to market to that. You have to decide who your brand is for and who your products and pathways are for. And I'll share some wisdom on where I went wrong in 2023 and why I'm switching things up in 2024. So my one-on-one and my masterminds have been for those self-led leaders. There's been some blips along the way that taught me some very valuable lessons. However, those were built for those self-led leaders. And where I went wrong in 2023 is I started to create my lower ticket offers from the energy of being the tugboat. And where I was in my mind, and I want you to pay attention to this shift because you can apply this in your own brand. Where I was in my mind was, it provides a low-cost option, so say memberships or workshops, a low-cost option to people that can't afford X. They can't afford one-on-one. They can't afford this. And I started to speak to people that really needed someone to kick their ass, that really needed someone to handhold every step of the way, who weren't really thinking like CEOs, were thinking more of like employees, right? Waiting for my permission before taking a step. And when we even look at that through the lens of low-cost volume offers, because if you have low-cost offers, say a membership, that's a volume offer where you're going for more people rather than one or two, or even maybe 8 to 10 in a mastermind, that is a huge drain on your energy. So where I went wrong in 2023 was I was speaking to the lighthouse in certain capacities, but I was creating for the tugboat in others, which made my message, even though my overall message was clear, it made my message positioning bad. And I'm just calling myself out on it. We have to do that as leaders. We have to do that as CEOs. We have to admit where we shit the fucking bed without getting in our feels about it and beating ourselves up over it. Sometimes we just quite literally shit the fucking bed. So that's what I did. And when I was looking back on why was I so drained? Why was I so burned out in 2023? That's why. Because I was speaking to the tugboats in many respects. And it was also a high level of access to me in those scenarios and in those offers, which again was just bleeding my energy dry and just bleeding me dry to the point, quite honestly, where I would get anxiety before signing into even Facebook. And I use that for multiple businesses that I run. I use it for personal use as well. And it would just give me anxiety to see posts coming up or like my name tagged in things. I get anxiety before signing into Voxer or Slack. And it was simply because I was almost waiting for like, what fire do I have to put out now? What fire do I have to run around with my hose to put out? What? Let's jump in the tugboat and go out and grab someone and pull them to shore. So when I was re-envisioning my low-cost offers for 2024, one of the things I started to keep in mind is, and remind myself of, is you are the niche. And I'm imparting that on you as well. You are the niche. So ultimately, if you're expecting to be tugboated, you're going to attract people that need a tugboat. All right. So that's number one, you are the niche. And number two, I started looking at why I invest in lower ticket items, because I do quite frequently. Why do I invest in low price memberships? Why do I invest in low priced offers? And it was never because I didn't have the money. It was never because I couldn't afford more. It was never because I needed someone to tugboat me along. Quite honestly, the answer was, I'm too fucking busy and I just want to be able to jump in, grab a golden nugget and move along with it. I want to be able to do it on my own time. I don't need that individual support. I don't need someone to hold my hand. I don't need a community to hold my hand. I want to be able to dive in when I'm able to dive in, get the gold I want, watch videos when I'm able to, rather than having to feel stressed or pressured to get on a call at a certain time. I just want to be able to dive in. And so when I reframed and looked at why I purchase lower ticket items, I was able to re-envision 2024 and create, because I do believe in having low ticket items, even if it's from an energy of you can't afford one-on-one right now. So you're like, I'm going to start here. But the intention and message behind it shifted. And there was no longer this apologetic energy if I don't have live calls. There was no longer this apologetic energy if I didn't have 45 bonuses that I felt like I had to put in. And when I shifted that energy and I shifted it into, look, this is just an offer, a low-priced offer for a leader that wants to be able to dive in when they can, get the golden nugget and apply it right away. When I shifted that energy, one, the BG5 business bundle blew up. It's my highest selling offer so far in terms of low ticket offers. And not only that, but it's dream clients, people that are diving in, getting results on day one, applying the information and seeing shifts in their business. And so it all came back to me asking, one, I'm the niche. So if I'm the niche, how do I buy this type of offer? And then two, how do I position this offer for that person? Because I don't want in any of my offers or products or pathways, guys. This is something that I hope is really just like maybe planting seeds. Maybe it's a big breakthrough for you today. I don't want people when they answer, why do you not have that already, to say lack of time, no energy, I'm a projector, so I can't have it, or it's hard for me. I don't want people that are saying, you know, the course didn't support me properly or X, Y, and Z. Now, I want people and I want to work with self-led leaders. And self-led leaders can also recognize that sometimes, yeah, maybe the course wasn't perfect, or maybe you realize that the person wasn't who you thought they were, or whatever. But it's also that personal responsibility and looking for what was the wisdom here? How did I grow through this? What do I take away from this as wisdom, as gained life experience that I can apply to my own brand? What were the golden nuggets I could apply? Because with the right mindset, I'm guaranteeing you can find them in quite literally anything. I will die on that hill. And how do I move forward from here? That's a very different mindset. It's a very different mindset than because of everything external, I was not successful. So these are the things I would love for you to contemplate in creating your products and pathways in 2024, then build products and pathways for that person in 2024. You do not have to build your lower ticket items, your memberships, your workshops, etc., for someone that needs a tugboat, and then try to be the lighthouse in other arenas of your business and brand. And in fact, the problem with that as well is if you're trying to talk to people that need the tugboat and people that need the lighthouse, you are turning off the people that need the lighthouse. And that was a big realization for me in reflection on the last year as well, was what are my buying behaviors and what do I expect in certain offers, or what do I look for when I purchase? Because I purchase both high ticket and low ticket and everything in between. Price isn't something that is my determining factor. So if I'm not looking at that, what are the things I'm looking for and what are the things that turn me off? And 100% of the time, a coach attempting to be the tugboat turns me off and will have me walk away from an offer that may have been the exact right fit. So I just present to you that maybe in trying to speak to people that need the tugboat and people that need the lighthouse, based on the offer you're launching, you're actually turning off and turning away the qualified clients that are simply looking for the lighthouse. You can speak to people that want the lighthouse at any price point. They are not just looking for high ticket offers. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, give it a screenshot, give it a share on Instagram, and let me know, are you being the tugboat or are you being the lighthouse? I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.